USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Much of the nation gripped by an Arctic blast that's bringing sub-zero temperatures and wind chills across well over a dozen U.S. states, including Iowa, where much-anticipated Republican presidential caucuses are happening today and could be significantly affected. Former President Trump way ahead in recent polling, followed by Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. USA's Laura Winters.
All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
That is Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also shaking lots of hands in the state with his wife by his side.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
The frigid weather already having a significant impact on air travel as well. According to the website FlightAware, there have been over 1,400 flight cancellations and over 300 flight delays within, into, or out of the U.S. so far today. The latest update from the CDC says seasonal flu and COVID activity continues to be elevated in most parts of the U.S. The CDC estimates there have been at least 14 million flu-related illnesses, 150,000 hospitalizations, and 9,400 deaths so far in the current flu season. A dispute pitting state versus federal government in Texas as state officers at the clogged border crossings in Eagle Pass are blocking federal Border Patrol agents from rendering life-saving or other medical aid to illegal border crossers. A recent tragedy near Eagle Pass involved immigrants drowning in the Rio Grande River and Texas agents preventing Border Patrol from helping them. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Before Republicans in Iowa gather for a frigid caucus day to select their favorite presidential candidate, they will not be gleaning anything about it from Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst. She says she is still not going to publicly endorse any of the candidates.
I've made up my decision on who I will caucus for. It is a private ballot.
Ernst speaking on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. At the same time, fellow Republican and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan told CNN's State of the Union Sunday, more recent polling makes Nikki Haley his favorite for the GOP.
She's 17 points ahead of Joe Biden, and it's a toss-up with Trump and Biden, and DeSantis is losing.
At the same time, Florida Senator and former GOP White House hopeful Marco Rubio says he's throwing his endorsement behind Trump. Trump continues to hold a wide lead in all Republican primary voter polls. Authorities in Idaho have located and recovered the body of a man who was caught in an avalanche while backcountry skiing with two others. It happened near Stevens Peak, close to the Montana border. The two surviving men found after authorities received a GPS alert of a potential fatality in the avalanche. An FBI testimony says investigators entering a Colorado funeral home, where nearly 200 abandoned bodies were discovered, encountered disturbing conditions. Prosecutors also revealed text message exchanged between the funeral home's owners indicating financial pressures and concerns about being caught mishandling the bodies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.